You have your Bibles this morning. With all of that being said and done, let us turn again to the Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter, and I shall begin reading at the 25th verse. The Bible reads, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Supporting scripture coming from Psalms 27 and 1, very familiar passage that states, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." Based on those verses, we'd like to use thought or subject this morning in the form of a question. Have you seen the light? Have you seen the light?
I saw the light, no more darkness, no more light. I am so happy, I am so free. Praise the Lord, for I saw the light. I saw the light. Oh, no more darkness, no more light. You know I am so happy, I am so free. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more, oh Lord, no more light. You know I am so happy, I am so free. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Amen. Amen. I was actually being lazy and trying to figure out whether Daniel Mike one was going to sing that little bit for me because I wanted to hear it. God is able. And you can do whatever God wants you to do if you step out on faith and just do it. So many times we make excuses for ourselves because of the ailments that we may have in our bodies or different circumstances that we may be confronted with. But we got to learn how to walk by faith, not by sight. We got to walk by faith, trusting and believing in the power of God. And I am thankful to be in the midst of a people that know how to press their way regardless of what they might be going through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for those that have been in this circle around us, that have walked before us and have showed us how to be true Christians in this thing called Christianity, and showed us how to be friends and showed us how to be a church family. Because there are times when one family is going through, we got to understand that this is part of our family. Even though it may be the extended family, we got to show our love. We got to show our compassion, our sympathy, whatever it takes. We got to learn how to do those things that we would have people do unto us. And so I'm thankful because I witness and seen the love of our people, how they go about and do, even when they're under the weather themselves, how they still press their way to go and do things for others. And to that, I say to all of those persons, God bless you, and may you forever be blessed by him. Whenever you are not so selfish to think that it's all about you, and to know that there is somebody else that actually is in a worse condition than that you are in. So I learned how to be thankful to God. We ought to thank God this morning, for it is only by his grace and by his mercy that we have been allowed to be here to share in the celebration of life. God has blessed us, and we thank God. We thank God for allowing us to have passed through what we call Christmas Day. Christmas Day, that day where we celebrated the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We shared in love and fellowship with our family and with our friends, and we enjoyed one another. And we made a lot, there was a lot of preparation. There are a lot of things that transpired in it for us to consider ourselves ready for what we call Christmas Day. But we ought to be ready for Christmas anytime. Because if we really know the reason for the season and we really focus it on Jesus the Christ, every day is a day of thanksgiving. And there is not a day that we should go about without telling God thank you. We need to be thankful in the joy of just knowing that Jesus is that special gift, that gift that keeps on giving. He never stops when you don't realize that God is blessing you. Sometimes we realize it. Sometimes God bless us and it just sort of goes over our head. And there are times we come back and say that I've been lucky or things happen and you don't understand why they happen, but you learn how to attribute your blessings to God. He has promised to always be there for us, and we need to know that he is the one that said that I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. So on your good days or your bad days, you ought to know that God is going to be right there. There are those in here this morning that know that God is true to his word, because there were times when you really just didn't know what to do. But God, with his all watchful eye, he came and he visited you and he spoke to you in that small, still voice. And he assured you that everything is going to be all right. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for serving a God that everything that I encounter along the way, God gives me power to either step across it or to go over it, to know that everything is going to work out for his good. I do know, and you should understand and know this morning, that it's a fact that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But Jesus says, be of good cheer, for he has already overcome the world. So that lets us know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's nothing that you're going to be confronted with that God is not able to bring you through. We hear, we are recording our mind many times where the psalmist say, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But we got to understand that the wording says, yea, do I walk through the valley. So you got to learn how to continue to go through. You can't go halfway and then when you get into a stumbling block, stop and go the other way. You can't allow anything to deter you from doing what thus said the Lord our God. There are times when you may not feel like really going, but you learn how to go anyhow. There are times when you may even come into the house of God and you sort of low down and you just don't really feel like praising him and you don't want to hear a whole lot. But then God touches your heart through the Spirit of God and all of a sudden everything just changed. It's a good thing to be able to feel the presence of a mighty God. There are times when you find yourself in a very low estate, and I believe that those are the times that you find it hard to be thankful. You know, we always say be thankful for all things. But there are times when you're at your lowest and weakest moments that it seems like I don't have anything to be thankful for. There are those right now that even though they are blessed, they don't know how blessed they really are. Don't you know that just because we're in the house of God, it does not make us better than anybody else? We are no blessed than those that are still walking the street. Even though you may have sacrificed your time in coming to the house of God, that brother or sister that is out there walking right now, God loves him or her just like he loves us. So we are not in a position where we can look down on them because we had the mindset to make some changes in our life. What we need to do is pray for our brothers and sisters that one day that they can see the light that we saw. You see, that's the deal this morning, is that we got to learn that God is that light. We find in the 27th Psalm, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So David is telling us this morning that God was his light. David is saying that I got unconditional trust in the power of a God that can do anything that I need him to do. David is saying that the Lord is my light and my salvation. So I am saved by the power of God. When I know that I got salvation, then I'm delivered from my sins. I'm delivered from the fact that when I die, I don't have to worry about where I'm going to go because of my deliverance in the power of God. The Lord is the strength of my life. So many times you began to go through life and you got to understand that the word of God said, when I am weak, he will make you strong. So even though you may know that you're going through, you got to learn how to go through and say hallelujah anyhow. Are there any anyhow praises in the house this morning? That know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, I don't care what the enemy try to do unto me, I'm going to praise God anyhow. I don't care how I might feel down in my body, but I'm going to praise God anyhow. Anybody got a yes spirit in their soul this morning? Anybody come in here to just tell God, thank you that you brought me through January, February, March, all the way up to December, and I had some ups and I had some downs, but you still been mighty good to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, when I think about the goodness of my God, and all that God has done for us, you ought to have a hallelujah praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is my light. You ought to know who your light is. The question this morning, have you seen the light? We hear a whole lot of testimonies from everybody else. But it's not about what they say, it's about what you say. Somebody said, Mama prayed for me, and that's all right. I thank God for the prayers of my mother. But I thank God that she taught me how to pray. So I know that one day I had to pray for myself. Anybody in here on your own prayers now? Are you still hanging on the mama's apron string and still talking about what mama and them done? You better let mama and them go on and rest in peace and you do what you got to do on this side of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's something about the power of a mighty God that can make you forget about your yesterdays and thank God for the day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible declared that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody glad this morning? Glad that God allowed you another opportunity to be in this house. In fact, you're glad that you can be in any house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Last week, as we talked about the birth of Christ, we talked about being saved by the birth of a baby. That baby was Jesus the Christ. And even though he was God, he still had to abide by the custom and the laws of the land. Just like any other child that had been born, we got to understand that in that era, that there were laws that came down from God. The Bible said that the Lord spake unto Moses. And the Lord said, speak unto the children of Israel. Tell them that if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of the separation. For her infirmity shall she be unclean. The 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hollow thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying has been fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. Now when the days of her purifying are fulfilled, for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest. Now she shall also offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her. She shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that have born a male or a female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, the one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her, so she shall be clean. So now here we have the baby Jesus that has been born. But after 7 days, on the 8th day, he was given his name. And that name was Jesus. But then we find that Mary and Joseph had to wait until the time of her purification. So until the law said that enough time has passed that she has been cleansed. And then they had to go to the temple and offer sacrifices unto the priests. Now, the sacrifices, the Bible declares that they had to have 2. There was pigeons and there were also turtle doves. And we have to understand that they didn't have a lamb because Mary and Joseph were too poor to have a lamb. But
in the law of God, they could also offer a pigeon or a turtle dove. One for the burnt offering and one for the sin offering. So now we have the story where we are today in the text. In our text today, we find that when they got to the temple, the Bible said that there was a man there in the temple in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him that the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. You see, we got to realize that Simeon realized that I know that the Redeemer lives. I know that he's somewhere on the scene, and I don't want to die until I have seen the light of my salvation. I want God to bless me and let me hold on to life until Jesus the Christ has been born. And I may have heard about the birth of Christ, but I'm not going to be satisfied until I see it with my own eyes. You see, you got to know that when you're a child of the mighty King and you ask God for something, God has a way that nobody else might understand. But if you understand the power of a mighty God, then you can do just like Simeon and ask the Lord for what you want. You see, when you ask God for what you want this morning, God has a way to give you exactly what you're asking for. Anybody in here ever asked God for something? Anybody in here ever told God, I want you to give me this, that, or the other? And it didn't come right then, but God lets you know that if you wait on him, that he'd be right on time. Anybody know God to be an on-time God this morning? The Bible said that he took him into the temple. And the man of God said, I don't want to do nothing until I see the man child, until I see the blessings of the Lord our God. You see, I thank God this morning that Simeon got an opportunity to see the power of a mighty God. He got a chance to see him for himself. You see, he had asked God for something and God gave him what he asked for. But I want to thank God this morning that he realized that he was in the right place at the right time. You see, it could have been somebody else that watched to be in the temple. But on this particular day when Mary brought Jesus into the temple, it was Simeon who was there on the scene. And the Bible says Simeon took the Lord our God. For the Bible says he took him up in his arms and he blessed God and said. Now, did you see how that's worded? He didn't say he blessed the baby. He didn't say he blessed the coming Messiah. But he said he blessed God. Because God the Father and the Son are one. He was God all by himself. So here you get Simeon, got the power of God up in his hand. And he blessed God and told him that my eyes have seen thy salvation. I've seen it for myself. And a light to lighten the Gentiles. The glory of thy people. I've seen the light. And I know what the light can do. I walked in darkness, but I found out that Jesus Christ, he is the light of the world. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I want to know this morning, have you ever seen the light of God? Do you know that God will make a way out of no way? Do you know that God is right here, right now? And there might be somebody sitting beside you that have not seen the light of God. You heard about him and you got a zeal of God. But until you're knowing for yourself, you better open up your blinded eyes and say, I see the power of a mighty God. I once was in darkness, but now I got my sight back. I can see what thus said the Lord our God. I see what they were talking about, that God is a mighty good God. I see what they mean right now, that if I trust the power of God, all I got to do is open up my mouth and trust in the power of a mighty God. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Have you seen the light of your salvation, the light that'll be there when all darkness comes, the light that will remind you that I'm a healer, I'm a keeper, and I'm a deliverer, the light that will let you know that I'm a doctor that's never lost a case, the light that'll let you know that in your darkest hour, I'll be the light of the world, in your weakest hour, I'll be the light of the world. Have you seen the light of God? And once you see the light, you got to trust the light and know that everything will be all right. Simeon said, I don't want to die until I have seen the light of my salvation. And God allowed him to do just that. After he had blessed God, then he blessed Mary and Joseph and let them know that everything is going to be all right. You have followed through on what the law of the land is. See, sometimes we get so caught up into wanting to do our own thing. But we got to follow the law of God, and we got to follow the law of the land. There's no way around it. But one day you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And if you've never, ever seen the light, hallelujah, Jesus, you're going to be in a messed up situation. Think about it. When the shepherds had seen Jesus laying there in the manger, they left glorifying and praising God. And the Bible says they were praising him for what they had seen and what they had heard. Remember when the angels were talking to them? And as the angels talked to them, the Bible says that a host encamped around them singing, glory, glory in the highest, peace on earth. So now the angels not only were there sharing the message, but they gave them a glimpse of glory. The angels and the heavenly hosts. They knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that that was a message from God himself. So they say, let us go see the salvation of our Lord. So now that it's all been said and done, the Bible declares that he was the light that lights the path of the Gentiles and the people of Israel. We're included in that. So even though that was many, many years ago, he is still our light. He is still our salvation. Have you seen the light? If there's no love in your heart, I question whether you've seen that light or not. If there's no forgiveness in your heart, then I wonder, have you really seen the light? But when you know that there is someone called Jesus that'll do what no one else can do, have you seen the light of Jesus? The one to do what nobody else can do. He's that kind of God this morning. And the Lord says to us this morning, I am that I am. All you have to do is trust and believe. When David made that statement that God was his light, unconditional trust in the power of God. There are things in life that you may doubt, but don't let it be God. He loves us. He sent his son in the person of Jesus the Christ. That was born on that great Christmas, well, not necessarily Christmas Day, but was born on that special day and then died so that we would have life after death. He is, he was, and he forever shall be our salvation.